Hello, this is Marshall Bryan, pastor of Lyerly United Methodist Church, with your morning devotional on WZQZ. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 11, the disciples asked Jesus to teach them how to pray. Jesus went on then to give them instructions on prayer. The directions Jesus gave them on prayer is what we refer to as the Lord's Prayer, or a model prayer, an outline for prayer. Taken from Luke 11 and also from Matthew 6, most Christians know the famous Lord's Prayer by heart. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Now this is truly a wonderful prayer. I am incredibly grateful that we have this prayer. But even with this outline, are there not times when we have difficulty knowing what to pray for? Friends, the times we live in can certainly be confusing, they can be perplexing, disturbing, and troubling. And because of that fact, we may find ourselves not knowing what to really pray for because we are torn and pulled in so many directions. Jesus said in John 14:1, "Let not your hearts be troubled." Those words of Jesus are, without a doubt, comforting words. But because of the chaotic world we live in, don't we all have troubled hearts from time to time? And because we may have troubled minds and hearts, do we ever have difficulty coming up with the words to pray? I think, if we were totally honest with ourselves, we would all agree that we do. I want to read now the words of Paul in Romans 8:26. Quote, "The Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us through wordless groans." Paul admits that there are times, there will be times, when we don't know what to pray for. Sometimes when we attempt to pray, the words just don't come. This can be discouraging, disheartening, and frustrating. Friends, brethren, it is times like this we would be wise to pause, be silent, listen for the Spirit to direct us, allow the Spirit to inspire us and lead us. Let us pray. Father God, Jesus promised to send us the Comforter, the Holy Spirit. Let Him comfort us and guide us in our prayer life. In Jesus' name, amen. Friends, I would like to invite you to join us in worship at 11 o'clock each Sunday morning at Lyerly United Methodist Church, which is located across the street from Lyerly Elementary School. Also, please check out our church Facebook page, where our weekly worship services are recorded and posted each Sunday afternoon. Have a good day, and may God bless.